Chair, you can just push the button there.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for that great introduction, Clay. I appreciate it. Clay hit a key word there, and that is disassociation. And I think that what we find today is that a lot of kids and even a lot of teachers are now disassociated from where plants come from the soil, and what a plant looks like that bears an apple, or what a plant looks like that bears a tomato. So I'm going to, this started off as a 12-minute presentation, and so I'm not going to talk a lot about where food comes from, but I'm glad we talked about it. And this is an experience I've had a lot of fun doing, and that is a garden with a sixth graders. And a lot of the inherent issues that are associated with that, and the experience of working with teachers and coming to some of the understandings that Clay has in his experience. So I'm on the K-12 Crop Science Society committee, and our goal is to try and bring crop science into the K-12 science curriculum. So our objective is to increase knowledge and understanding of crop plants and food production. So there are a lot of sort of plant biology activities and so on, and you're aware of fast plants, but we really want to make that solid connection with crop plants. So how are we going to assist educators then in meeting standards using crop plants through inquiry-based learning? So we heard about that earlier today, the importance and the standards of inquiry-based learning in a resource-limited context. So that's a fancy way of saying it's got to be cheap. As Clay said, teachers are literally buying these supplies to do these activities with their own money. So we'd like to be able to grow crop plants at school. Now, that's a bit of a dilemma at a lot of schools, especially as you get to the lower grades. Some high schools may have greenhouses. They might have a hydroponic system. It might be possible to have a school garden, but in many, many instances, it's just not possible. We had a lot of interest at the Science and Engineering Festival. One of the committee members brought a mist hydroponic system. A lot of teacher interest in that, but you have to write a grant to get one of those. And I think what's missing there is the soil, right? So really the relationship between what our respective society committees do is very important. We are all interrelated in that sense that the crop plants grow in soil. So here are the issues, the cost, space, access to soil and water. If you get a school garden, who's going to water it on the weekend? Who's going to take care of the weeds? So that's a great activity, and if you can do it, more power to you. But what we're thinking about is the folks who really can't. So here's the solution. As I tried to brainstorm this veggies in a bag, so this was my inspiration earlier this year, having just moved to Las Cruces, New Mexico, where it was really hot, it was really dry, and the wind blew just about all the time in Las Cruces. So if I can get this thing to work and actually grow something in that environment, you could do this at school, okay? So you're probably wondering what that plastic thing is in there. What are those plants? Well, it's mostly lettuce in this picture. And let's show how we got there. Step one, purchase a bag of soil mix. Okay, so now you're already out $7 or $8, but that's probably tolerable. So here's a bag of soil mix. Step two, using ordinary school scissors, which most schools still have. I hear that the budget for those hasn't been cut yet. Cut two slits along the sides. Now you cut a center flap and install the drip irrigation system, okay? So I had an empty juice container. Aha, volume of water. Cost zero. And you can stick a little hole in the bottom of it, okay? And you can scoop out a little bit of the soil there from the center, and you'll want to save that and use it to kind of put it on the side where you do some planting. Fill it up, and of course you want to put a couple of clean rocks in the bottom of that so it won't fall over when you're trying to fill it up with water. You could pour a known quantity of water in there and so on. But anyway, this is my $0 drip irrigation system. Prepare the seed bed then with a tillage instrument of choice. So here we're breaking up. It's a little clumpy maybe, so you want to be able to cultivate a little bit. And my tillage instrument of choice is the spork. Okay, so if you save this with a from a visit to a restaurant, cost for your tillage instruments is zero. Now we are going to plant some seeds. Now the question is, what sort of plants are amenable to this system? So I'm trying a few things, and ask me next year when I've had a little more experience, and I'll tell you what works from personal experience. I can tell you a few things now, and I can tell you a few more things that I think should work pretty well. So this is Swiss chard. Why Swiss chard? Well, it is one of the most cast iron garden plants in the world. It's pretty easy. It'll take hot, it'll take cold, it'll take a little bit of drought. And thanks to plant breeders, we have very colorful, very attractive new varieties. So you'll see the term bright lights or city lights. So there's different types of chard. So we'll plant the seeds. Cover the seeds and tamp gently. And then 1 week later, voila, if you manage to put some water in there. So here's, as Dr. Leroy Stith used to say when I was a student at the University of Arizona, now here's the beauty part of it. Okay, the beauty part of it is that there are no weeds. Okay, it's a clean soil mix, and you have essentially a plastic mulch there, and there's no weeding. So that's kind of nifty. And there's no fussing and mixing and going to get soil and getting everything all dirty. And, you know, so it's all kind of self-contained. And so this isn't really lesson plans per se. This is opportunity for lesson plans. This is a system, if you will, to build the lesson plans and the activities around seed germination treatments. If you plant the seed a centimeter or an inch or 2 inches into the soil, does that make a difference? Nutrient solution studies. You can use a little, you can use nutrient system as a solution as you go along, or you can make your own nutrient solution and leave something out, okay? Or put in too much of something. Different environments. You can do one of these bags and stick it in the closet. You can put one bag out in bright southern exposure. You can put one bag out with morning light exposure. So lots of opportunities, lots of possibilities. Choice of plants. I would lean toward rapid growing plants. Lettuce, for example, chia seeds, radishes. Here, now the lesson plan can include completing the life cycle. Yeah, you find that in the standards. Okay. Longer term, chard, spinach, green beans, I think those are all possibilities. So now we have the opportunity to go through the life cycle, to actually eat some of the plants that you grew. So what we're doing is eliminating that disassociation. We're reintroducing what are some crop plants growing in the soil, for example. So that's it. Be very happy to visit with folks later.
All right. So that's the end of our formal part in here. What we're going to do now is migrate outside. You can talk with any of the speakers. We've got some tables set up and some of the demonstrations. So you can run through the demonstrations yourself. You can ask people about what they did, how it worked, what they found doesn't work. So we appreciate your being